We are learning Masechtas Shkalim, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top, the end of the line. Omar Rav Chanina, Shachas is Gedoyla Hoysav Big Bnei Kanam HaGedoylam. In the Mishnah it said that the Kevesh of the Parah Aduma it used to make from Yishlaim to Har HaZesim, so that came from the Shiari Alishkov. Abba Shaul said the Kanam HaGedoylam should use their own money for that, and the reason is so it should be called Al Shmaf. So it says, Rav Chanina says that it was a big gasas ruach. They used more than 60 kikrei zav. They spent on this kevesh, just so it should be called on their name. The old ramp was still there; it was still good use. And no one wanted to use his friend's kevesh; he wanted their own in order to be called on his name. So it was a gasas ruach. They used to take down the old one, build a brand new one from their own. That's what Rav Chanina says over. It says in Hebrews, he made in his lifetime two para adumos. He didn't use the same kevesh for the first para as the second para. So Yitzchak HaMeimar, Shimon HaTzadik, Shachetz Hoya, you're telling me Shimon HaTzadik, who was a big tzadik, that he was, he had gas surach. There must be a different reason for making a new kevesh. And Be'etzim, there's another kasha here, that even if he wants to be called Al Shemai, he wants to be called out his name, why does he need two? Just build one new one. Why for the second one he had to build a new one as well? So there must be something else going on. And the Gemara says, yeah. Elamai, Umakedoin, what's the pshat? They built their own kevesh. Al Shem Malahi Bepara, Sosli Bepara. As the maila and the kavod that we do for the parah aduma to make sure there's no tuma and the kavod of the parah aduma, therefore they rebuilt the kevesh every time, they rebuilt the ramp for every single parah aduma, not because of gas or surach. Talk to Gemara more about this ramp. Tani learned in the Braisa, zizim v'ksolam ha-yotzim. There were beams and walls coming out from the sides of the kevesh, mekam mekan, kedei shlo yetzitzu, shlo yetzitzu v'yetzitzu ha-kahanim. So the kahanim shouldn't look over to the sides and be mal alameis and become tamei v'yitmu. And Tiklachat and Zmash was a little different shot that the Kohanim shouldn't see what's going on outside and become Tamei. But upon him, these Kvashim, these ramps had walls. Hazizim and Kasalim. Talk to Gemara Vayta. The Mishnah said, there was Machlekes, what you do with the extra Shiari Alishka after you finish using it for the Chaimais and Megdalah, for the walls of Yerushalayim and other things. What do you do with the extra Shiari Alishka? So what Rabbi Shmuel said was, you buy with it wine, oil and flour in order to sell it to the tzibur for the menachos and the sachem, and they made money in it. They bought a lot in bulk, got it for cheap, and they sold it. They made money in it. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't make money off shel hekdesh. And there's two pshatim in the rishonim. Either pshat is because they might come to a loss, and that's what our gemara's mashma here. The other pshat is because in anias v'makom ashiris, that v'makom ashiris, you don't have to make money. You don't have to make business with the sachem. So, but the gemara says over here that there is a way where Rabbi Akiva says, "Aim istakrim," that you don't make money off shel hekdesh, you can't do this business deal, but there's a way it's allowed. Ella imratza, yeah, hefset shalai v'schal hekdesh. You could do it in a way that the gizbar is makabal himself any hefset that happens from his business dealings, and the profit goes to hekdesh. In this way, it's no loss could happen to hekdesh, only what to gain, and therefore it's allowed, then it's mutter. So if he makabal the hefset and the schar goes to hekdesh, then it's mutter. Zokti Gemara Vayta, similar idea. Ki Ada Bar Zimna, like this person's name is Bar Zimna, Ispaket Gabei Middle the Yaspin. Someone gave him a Bekadon to watch over the money of the Yisoyimim, the Karen of the Yisoyimim. Also, Vashalar have money. Ask your money, can I invest it? Could I invest this money of the Yisoyimim? Let it grow. Omalei, if Boyis Dain have Sodded Idoch, Vagro Tavaychoin, if you are Makabal, the hefsid, and then you both split the profits, then it's shari, then it's mutav. Because in that case, the same have no chance of loss, only what to gain. But if not, you can't do it. And here the chiddush is that even by aniyim, even though it's a shayla of ribbis, in this case, same thing by hekesh, a shayla of ribbis, because it comes out really, he's taking someone else's money, investing, and he's getting some of the profit. In this case, by aniyim, and still it's a little bit like ribbis, because he's taking responsibility for the money, and he could lose and he could gain, and the Yisoyim cannot lose and only could gain, so it's a little bit of ribbis. Still, it's mutter, v'mokam Yisoyim, they will make, since it's derech mekach hamemka, this ribbis, only ribbis derabanan, they will make, v'mokam Yisoyim should make money. Rav Chiya Ba'adas back at Gabei Middle Yisayim. Rav Chiya Ba'aba, one time someone that gave him money to watch over for the Yisayim. Avid Kaini Taka did business dealings, but he was Makabal the Hefsi, he was Makabal any losses, and that was allowed. Zok the Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah, Moiser Peris. And I'm not sure what it means Moiser Peris is, but it says in the Mishnah, what do you do with Moiser Peris? The Mishnah says that Moiser Peris goes to Kitzim Mizbeach, which means the Kabbanis, if the Mizbeach is sitting idle, to use it for the Kabbanis Mizbeach, let's do Moiser Peris. And Moiser Truma goes to Kitzim Mizbeach, that's the Moiser of the Truma Talishka is extra. And Rabbi Kiva said Moiser Truma to Kitzim Mizbeach, Moiser Nesachim to Kitzim Mizbeach. And Rabbi Chizkan HaKam says Moiser Nesachim to Kitzim Mizbeach and Moiser Truma to Kitzim Mizbeach. And both of them were not Moiser HaPeris. So we have here two things that we're not sure what they are. What is Moiser HaPeris? What is Moiser Nesachim? So Gemara is going to discuss those two type of extras, what they are talking about. So Moiser Peris, Zakta Gemara, Mastisa de Rabbi Shmuel. Moiser Peris is Rabbi Shmuel talking, and it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel Shitasai that holds that you make business with the extra money from the Shiare HaLishka, and you buy wine and flour and shemen and oil, and you sell it, and you make money off it. So whatever that profit, what's the halacha? What do you do with that profit? That's what Moiser HaPeris means. And that Rabbi Shmuel tells you, Moiser HaPeris goes to Kitzim Mizbeach. And Moiser HaPeris is not for Rabbi Shmuel, she tells you that you have business to Rabbi Chiya Ba'yeser Pasa Masnita, because Rabbi Chiya Ba'yeser, that's explained the words Moiser HaPeris, that Moiser HaPeris means Schar LaHekdash. It means the Schar the Hekdash makes, the Rebbe the Hekdash makes. What's Moiser HaSachem? Had Rabbi Chiya asked this taich what in the Mishnah when it says Moiser Nesachim, what does that mean? Zu Sa'a Revius. That's the Sa'a Revius, which means that the halacha is Hekdesh usually contracts to buy the flour and the tefuah beginning of the year, and they buy for the whole year. And the halacha is you have to supply them with the price you made up, even if the price goes up. And if the price goes down, it goes down still for Hekdesh. Hekdesh owes Yoda al Yaina. So it means the price goes up, they still get the good price. And if price goes down, they get the lower price also. So if the price goes up and they're selling these Asachim to the people who come bring Kabbanis, that comes at the attorney, they're making money. So Moiser Asachim is the money they make when the price changes and the Hekdesh is getting it for a cheaper price. So that's what Moiser Peris means, Rabbi Shmuel Shitasa. Moiser Asachim means the money that they make from Sa'ar Revius. That's Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef's pshat in the words of the Mishnah. Rabbi Chiya Yechon Pasim see it a little different. Moiser Peiros, that's Zusa Revius. It says Moiser Peiros, that means Sa'a Revius. That means the money they make when they get a cheaper price when they buy an Asachim. Moiser Asachim is Liberutzim. Liberutzim is also a similar halacha that when the people sell an Asachim to the Hekdesh, they pile the midos, the measurements a little bit over the line, and whatever is piled over, that Hekdesh gets included in the price, because they have to give Verutzim to make sure they're giving Hekdesh what they need. But when Hekdesh resells it to the Yechidim, they sell it for the exact Midah. They don't sell it for Midah with Verutzim. So therefore, they're always gaining on every sale, they're gaining the Verutzim. So the extra money, that's called Verutzim, that's the Moiser Nesachim. So Rabbi Yechonon doesn't hold off Moiser Peris means the Hekdesh going to Shmuel Shitasa. It doesn't mean the business Hekdesh made. It means Saravius, and Moiser Nesachim means the Verutzim. He didn't say anything about Verutzim. We know that Hekdesh gets Verutzim. That's not an argument. The same din that we said goes with the Sa'ar Revius. That halacha is also negaya by Verutzim Midas. It means he agrees to Verutzim Midas. That's just included in Sa'ar Revius. Same halacha. So Moiser Peris means the money makes business. When they sell and buy things, they make business out of the extra money from Shiar Lishka. The Moiser Nesachim means anything that's gained Moiser Nesachim. Either both it means when they get the better price, and also means the Berutzim. So talk to Moravaita. Al Daita Rav Chiya by Yosef that learns that Moiser Peris means the Schar LaHekdesh and Moiser Nesachim in Sa'ar Revius. So Nicha im Mistakrin b'shal Hekdesh va'af loy b'shal Aniyim. And if you argue Rabbi Shmuel, then Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shmuel, they taka don't hold of making business with Hekdesh or of Aniyim for the same price. They don't make any business with Hekdesh. Therefore, we understand why it says at the end of the Mishnah, Lefikach, Zev Ezeh Lohim Moidim Peres. The Mishnah ends off, they both were Moidah to Rabbi Shmuel's din of Moisa Peres, because they don't hold this, a thing called Moisa Peres. But that's only fear of Chiyah Yosef, is Taich in Moisa Peres. But I died to Rabbi Yechanan, the fear of Yechanan's Taich in Moisa Peres, which means Susara Vias. So Kasha, what do you don't hold of it? Vatanina, it's a Mishnah, first a Mishnah later on, Dafi Gimel. Omdu Mishalosh, if the price was a 3 Sa'a for a seller, then he's sapik ma'arba. You still mechuyev to give him 4 saw vasela. It means even if the price went up, and now 3 saw vasela, but you made up 4, when you made up there was 4 saw vasela, you get the price of 4 saw vasela. That's the first mishnah. What's the name of zevzeloi moedim paris? And it says they're not moedim paris. How can it be? Everyone agrees that there is a halacha that hekdesh gets this extra saw revias. So how can it be they're not moedim? So bishlam afir chiviyais if they argue on the whole din of moedim paris because they hold you don't do business with hekdesh. But here, what's the pshat? So the Gemara answers, no, what it says in the Mishnah, Loyamaydim means, Loyamaydim beperis bekitzim esbech. It means they're not moedim to Rabbi Shmuel's premise that the money of Moisa Peres goes to kitzim esbech. But they are moedim that goes to Kli, but they hold this goes to Kli Sharas. They agree this is a thing, it's extra money of payers. They just hold it, use it for Kli Sharas and not for kitzim esbech. And that's what it means, Loyamaydim doesn't mean they're arguing the whole idea of Moisa Peres. The Machlek is what you do with it. According to Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah, he says, use it for kitzim esbech. And according to the other man, the Amrim, which doesn't say anything, just in the Leimaidim, they hold the use it for Kli Sharos. So I think more about it. More ends off with a stickler problem over here. Ain't at Kedoyim Berutze Tzivar. Vafilu Berutze Yachid. Till now we're talking about, we understand that if you have a Kli Sharos and of Kavanah Tzivar, a Kli Sharos that's filled with a Midah of a Mincha of a Karban Tzivar, so since it belongs to the Tzivar, so therefore, you could use it then to buy a Kli Sharis, let's say, with that money for the Tzibur, because it was long to the Tzibur. But what about the extra Brutze Midos of a Karvan Yachid? Vafil Brutze Yachid, it could turn to Kli Sharis, Lohimtsu Kli Sharis, Balmash Yachid. That won't happen that the Kli Sharis coming from a money of a Yachid. That can't be. It has to be the money of a Tzibur. And for using the extra Nesachim of a Yachid, the Brutze Midos of a Yachid, L'chari, how does that turn to Kli Sharis? L'chari, Kli Sharis has to be from the Tzibur. So Gemara answers, no, we have such an idea that you can give it over to the Tzibur. Like we had before, Kadol the Tanina, and like the Bryce we learned before, Isha Shasa Kesoinis Lebna, Isha that made a Kesoinis, one of the big Dekahuna of the Kohen Gadol for her son, the Kohen Gadol, Kshera, you're allowed to use it on Yom Kippur. Well, Vach is Rana Tzibur, but you have to give it over to the Tzibur, Yafa, Yafa. And the same thing here also, they give it over to the Tzibur, and therefore it's Kasha, even though it started off as a Yachid, it can be given over to Tzibur, and it's Kasha. So talking about another thing about the Berutzim, Ad Kedoin Berutze Lach, Vafilu, all these halachas are true by Berutze Lach, which becomes Kadosh in the Kli Sharis, and therefore it could be used for Kitzim Ezbeach, or even for Kli Sharis there before. Vafilu Berutze Yavish, what about Berutze Yavish? It seems like Gemara is naming on that Berutze Yavish is not Kadosh for Kli Sharis, which means there's Yain, Shemen, and Soilus. Yain and Shemen are both Lach, and they were assuming that becomes Kaddish, even the part that's piled over, that spills over. But the Yavesh, which that's piled over, that is by flour, that's the Yavesh, that's not Mekuddish in the Kli Sharis. What's the Pshat? There's different Pshatim. Some of the Pshatim are because the Midas Yavesh was not Nimshach or Shemana Mishchav in Bachutz, only Mefnim. So only what touches the Kli Sharis in the inside becomes Kaddish. Masha Einkein, the Midas Halach were Nimshach and Bachutz and Mefnim, and therefore they Kaddish both ways. But in any case, the Gemara is asking, what's the Halacha? Could I turn that into Kitzim Ezbeach or into Kli Sharis, even though it wasn't Mekuddish Kli Sharis? So the Gemara, so we could bring a riot to this. Kahida Tanin Tamon, like learned in the Braisa. In the Braisa it says, we'll learn this Girsa here, Brutze Lach Kaidesh, Brutze Yavesh Chulin. The Braisa says that Brutze Lach is Kaidesh, and Brutze Yavesh is Chulin, like we said, because it could be the outside of the Keli was Makudish by a Midas Hayavesh, by a measurement of the Yavesh. Velom Brutze Lach Kaidesh, Vesh Midas Lach Nimshach Afnim, Velom Brutze Yavesh Chulin, Midas Yavesh Nimshach Afnim, it's not Nimshach both on the inside and the outside, only on the inside. And it says, "Vayit nebraisa kol berutze midas halalu." All these measurements, and yesh sham zevach achar. If there's not a carbon, then these are sachem yakubima. You can mark it with it. Mlav. If not, yemokru lekitzim asbeach. You see, the first nebraisa that even though berutze yavesh were not mekudesh beklisharis, still the shayach to go to kitzim asbeach, and therefore it's not the marz paish shayla. Even berutze yavesh, which are not kudesh, the same kudesh as aguf, like berutze lach, still the halach is you could sell it for Kids Hamizbeach.